The Oakland Police Department has once again proposed a controversial $2.25 million contract with the private surveillance company Flock Safety. The contract proposal would combine OPD's public camera surveillance network with private camera feeds, including doorbell cameras and automated license plate reader data, into one privately owned database system operated by Flock. Giving less than 24-hour notice, Council President Kevin Jenkins and Council Members Rowena Brown and Janani Ramachandran voted to send the Flock contract proposal to the full City Council for a vote. Over 4,000 emails sent in opposition by over 40 organizations were ignored by the Council, which included the Flock hearing on a special hearings agenda. Several opponents argue that the council and OPD tried to sneak the proposal past the public by setting this meeting last minute and in the middle of a workday. Despite this, hundreds showed up to the chambers, even filling the overflow room. 142 speakers lined up for public comment. Among them was an organizer with Bay Resistance who identified themselves as Quinn.
The surveillance company, Flock, is actively collaborating with the fascist Trump regime, as well as its minions, the Customs and Border Patrol and ICE, to not only create a dragnet surveillance system that will target immigrants, and there's a well-documented list of deportations that have been directly linked to Flock, all across the country, including in California. But we also understand that with increasing fascism, this dragnet surveillance program, which is tracking all of us regardless of criminal status, will be used to criminalize any form of dissent.
Oakland first approved a contract with the Flock back in 2023, installing almost 300 cameras since then. While the previous contract was funded by California Highway Patrol, this proposed two-year contract would be completely funded by the city's General Purpose Fund. The Oakland City Council's Public Safety Committee turned down the new contract proposal back in November, but the city's police department has been persistent. OPD and Flock representatives argue that with the data that currently installed cameras send, homicide and carjacking rates have decreased exponentially. Lieutenant Gabriel Arqueza from the OPD presented Flock's proposal at Oakland City Hall.
OPD's seen a tremendous progress related to overall crime since we put the system into place. We believe that continuing to leverage technology will allow us to continue the progress that we've made and hold the numbers at least at what they are, with the intent to push them down further.
However, opponents refute this point. In the wake of ICE and National Guard escalation, they say increased surveillance and the risk of its leakage poses a greater threat than the alternative. Quinn with Bay Resistance noted the risk.
A lot of people talk about or lump in cameras and draw a direct link between cameras and safety. There's virtually no evidence that is published on by reputable independent sources that show that increased surveillance leads to reductions in crime. Unfortunately, all of the statistics that we see coming out of Flock and the ones that police departments are using do not actually make a causative link between these two.
OPD argues that it is prohibited from sharing Flock data with ICE due to Oakland's sanctuary city protections. However, events have shown otherwise. In July, the San Francisco Standard revealed that SFPD had violated their sanctuary city protections multiple times, including sharing Oakland camera footage with federal law enforcement. OPD has also stated that there is a strict policy when an outside agency seeks access to Oakland license plate data. However, a lawsuit filed against the police department just last month reveals the opposite, that OPD had illegally shared millions of personal data points in just the past year. This was not the first lawsuit filed against OPD in regards to data protection. If the contract proposal is approved, OPD will collect and store Oakland data into what Bay Resistance calls a, quote, warrantless, searchable database of millions of law-abiding Bay Area residents that is accessible to over 5,000 agencies nationwide, including ICE and the Trump administration, end quote. As of the time of this broadcast, the council votes have not yet been cast. Reporting for KPFA News, I'm Caitlin Clift.